Undo, the magician. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. For your listening pleasure, the makers of White King granulated soap bring you Chandu, the magician. But before we continue our story of romance, intrigue, and high adventure, we'd like to have a word with you about your three times a day job of washing dishes. When you wash your dishes tonight, we hope you wash them in rich, thick, White King soap suds. For if you are one among the many thousands who prefer soap suds in your dishpan, we'd like to remind you that White King is a grand dishpan soap. Those wonderful White King soap suds stand up rich and thick in water that is comfortable and kind to your hands. Yes, indeed. White King suds are so gentle, they are safe for pretty hands. For washing clothes or dishes, you'll say, "I love White King." Because nothing washes like soap, and there is no soap like White King. And listen, when you buy White King at your grocer's, be sure to save those box tops, won't you? In Cairo, Frank Chandler has heard from Ali, an Egyptian guide, that a tourist is seeking information about the long-lost tunnel under the Sphinx, an ancient temple of black magic. Chandler believes the man may be Gordon Douglas, an important member of the sinister Roxor's worldwide organization. But Roxor has presumably died in the fire which swept the block in the native quarter containing his rooms. With the help of Dorothy, Chandler plans to discover the identity and purpose of the strangely curious tourist. It is the following afternoon in the home of Princess Naji. Dorothy Regent comes down the stairs and finds Chandler waiting for her in the drawing room. Chandu, the magician.
The car's outside, Dot. Ben Zayed will get you to the hotel just in time to meet Douglas on the terrace by accident. Ali said he was to leave the hotel at 4:30.
You don't think he'll take it for granted you've told me he's an agent of Roxor's?
No, I don't. For all you know, he's just what he claimed to be. A foreign correspondent.
Oh, I'll be very impressed.
And if he brings up the subject of the tunnel under the Sphinx, say you'll try to find out about it from Naji. He's always been curious about her.
Oh, I'll try, Frank.
What's the matter, Dot?
Oh, the very mention of that place makes me shudder.
No wonder. It's filled with the evil of 6,000 years.
No, don't. Even now, with the sun shining, I don't like to think of that black tunnel.
Well, don't try to hide that feeling from Douglas. I want him to know just what to expect.
Expect? You don't think he'll ever go there?
I wouldn't be surprised.
Well, he could never find the entrance. Oh, Frank, you're planning to take him there yourself.
Well, let's wait and see if the man is Douglas. You'd better go now.
All right. It'll be a dreadful anticlimax if he's just an ordinary tourist who's been reading too many books on Egyptian magic.
I have a feeling he won't be. Good luck, Dot. The summons. I am listening, my teacher.
That were spoken in the place of evil.
In the temple of black magic, under the Sphinx. I know them.
It is well.
This holds a message for me now, my teacher.
A message from the living past, my son.
The living past? Not Douglas.
Hear my words. The one you name has bound himself to evil since time began.
And I've sent my sister to meet him.
Fear not for those thou lovest. Have I not told thee? In fear is the greatest peril.
I will remember, my teacher.
Remember and know. In the place of evil, thou canst overcome it. At thy command are all the powers of good. Await the call, my son.
Wait,
wait for me, Ben Zayed. I won't be long.
Well, Mrs. Regent, this is a delightful surprise.
Oh, good afternoon, Mr. Douglas.
Are you people staying here now?
No, we're still at Princess Nodge's. I was just going into the lounge to have a cup of tea.
Oh, may I join you?
But you were going out.
Just to look over the native quarter. I can do that at any time.
Well.
Good, thank you. I have a guide waiting. I'll just get rid of him. Oh, Ali. Oh, there you are. I won't need you now. Come back at 6.
I'm wise, Bendy.
Let's have tea out here, shall we?
If you like.
Here's the table.
Oh. Thank you.
Bring us some tea.
I'm wise, Bendy.
What else would you like, Mrs. Richard?
Oh, just tea, please.
Uh-huh. Oh, you're looking very well. Have you made any progress toward finding your husband?
Very little.
Oh, that's too bad. I know you don't like to discuss it, but believe me, I won't repeat anything you say.
I can't talk about it, Mr. Douglas.
Of course. I was going to say your brother has the reputation of being quite a magician. Can't he use magic in this case?
Oh, I'm surprised to hear that from you.
Why?
Well, you told me you didn't believe in magic.
He didn't tell you then.
Tell me what?
Oh, he gave me a sort of a demonstration of magic the other evening after you'd gone into the house. He's very clever.
Oh, he often does magic tricks for Bob and Betty.
You think that's all it is then? Just tricks?
Well, oh, here's our tea.
Hi.
I want it.
Oh, there's nothing more satisfying than a cup of tea, is there?
Huh. Aren't you going to answer my question?
Oh, don't reporters ever get tired of asking questions?
Well, this has nothing to do with reporting.
Sorry,
you know, the subject of magic has a strange fascination for me. I can't explain it.
Oh, I think it has for everyone, don't you?
Not in the same way. Especially since I came to Egypt. Been reading every book on magic I could find to see if I could account for it.
And could you?
No. But yesterday, my guide took me out to see the pyramids and the Sphinx. And when I asked him if there was anything in the old story of a hidden tunnel there somewhere, he said he'd actually seen it.
Yes, I know about that.
Did Naji tell you?
Naji?
Oh, I don't know why I said that. Except that the guide told me her people were ruling Egypt before the Sphinx existed.
Well, that's true.
Do you suppose she'd tell you how to get into that tunnel?
You know it's said to be a temple of black magic.
Yes. Yes, and I have, well, almost a compulsion to see it. Wouldn't you like to yourself? A hidden temple, 6,000 years old?
Oh, well, I don't know. Oh, heavens. Look at the time.
Oh, no.
I must go. Thanks for the tea.
Well, it's my pleasure. I'm glad you happened along. Please, don't forget to speak to the princess, will you?
No, but Naji won't want to go out there with you, you know.
Oh, I don't care about that. If she'll just tell me how to find the entrance, that's all I want. Black night. Everything in black shadow. I'll never forget this, Mrs. Regan.
Nor I. Turn on your flashlight, Mr. Douglas.
Huh? Oh, yes. Now, what was it Naji told you? The key to the door is in the hand of Horus?
The carving there.
Ah.
Press on the hand.
It's true. Stairs. Going down into the darkness. Aren't you coming with me?
Oh, I suppose so. Stuck here.
Yes. I know.
What?
I've been here before. But there should be. Where's the priestess?
Well, there's supposed to be an alabaster figure. In a niche in the wall, Naji said.
The priestess of black magic over the altar. Oriunda.
Look into the lamp she holds between her hands.
Who's that? Shandra?
The lamp that is as old as time. As old as evil.
Now I know why I had to come to this place, but why are you here?
Look into the living past.
The living past? But you? Who are you?
Look into the lamp. See yourself as you were 6,000 years ago.
I see. On my knees before this altar.
In the dress of ancient Egypt. Listen.
I can't bear it.
Yundal, priestess of the black arts, hear me. While time endures, I swear to ally myself with thy evil. While the Sphinx stands, though a thousand centuries unroll, I will do the work of Ahriman, prince of darkness.
It's all right, Dot. It'll soon be over.
Magenta. What are you doing here?
Don't you know?
I suppose I do. Yes, I see now.
Luxor was just one link in a long chain of evil men going back beyond the Pharaohs. You served them all.
Yes. But in some ways, he was the worst of all. He was a corrupter of men's minds.
And now he's dead. Is he?
Oh, yes. Why didn't I realize the forces I was up against when I met you? Why must there always be someone?
There always will be.
Oh.
Come on, we'll go back to town.
Now I must begin all over again.
I am almost sorry for you. Come along, Dot.
Mrs. Richard. Oh, I'd forgotten.
Oh, Frank, I have to ask him. Do you know where my husband is?
Roxor never told me.
Oh, Frank.
We'll find him, Dot. Well, Douglas, we won't meet again. You'll be leaving Cairo tonight.
Yes. My work here is done. But there will be other life.
Frank, where's he going? He just walked off into the sand.
Where do the lost ones go?
Ahriman!
Now, before we say goodnight for Chandu the magician, may we take just a moment for another word about White King granulated soap. Perhaps you have recently had the pleasure of installing a brand new washing machine in your home. If you have, be sure to take good care of it. And remember that no washing machine can work any better than the soap you use. We hope that your soap is White King, the first soap ever invented for washing machine use. Always a good soap. Today, White King is better than ever. That's why we say there is no better soap for any washer, new or old. Today, White King's creamy suds wash your clothes cleaner than ever, faster than ever. Wash off surface dirt and wash out hidden dirt. So no matter what type or brand of a washing machine you choose, may we remind you that nothing washes like soap, and there is no soap quite like White King. That's why we know you'll love White King. The makers of White King invite you to listen tomorrow at this time when the story resumes. Chandu, the magician. This is the Mutual Don Lee Broadcasting System.